All right, Missionary and Prize once again, we're with you today. And welcome to social media once again. And we haven't done a video outside in quite a while. And today is the 13th. First of all, it's a mini documentary series on our YouTube channel. And this is concerning Canada, an apostolic missionary training sending nation. So that's our banner for that series. And this is our 9th video concerning this topic or this series. And today we're actually the 13th of November, 2 days after the 11th, 2 days after Remembrance Day. But this is concerning Remembrance Day. So obviously we are here because it was canceled. So today here, Remembrance Day, today we're at Memorial Park once again in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. So welcome everybody. And so, you know, everything that's going on in the world right now, especially North America, specifically maybe more with America at this time, one of the words that I've been hearing a lot lately, which I heard before, but it really stood out to me this year, or even the last week or so, was this word patriot. Patriot. And I never really looked it up, and so I did. And once I started doing a little bit of research, nothing too deep, but I realized that's what I should start this video with, this teaching with, this short exhortation with. We're going to try to make this short. This word patriot. So I wrote here, what is, not only what is a patriot, but what is a true patriot? What a true patriot. So what it says here is ultimately this word patriot derives from the Greek patrios, patrios, meaning of one's father. Okay? So patriot, this word patriot, entered English, or the English vocabulary, via the French patriot, all right? Meaning fellow countrymen. Also, compatriot, that's French, or compatriot, I guess you could say it in English, during a time of, keywords here, political unrest. And that's exactly what we're seeing in America. I'm gonna finish this. In Western Europe, this is years ago, that was characterized by infighting among fellow countrymen, civil wars, especially among those of the Protestant and the Catholics. So that's what we're seeing right now in America, and I don't want to get too much into that, but this is what led me really to get into all of this. Also, this word patriot carries the idea of a person, a human being, man or woman or child, who loves and supports, keyword, and defends his or her country and its interests and devotions. Keyword in this is defend. Also, it carries the idea of a person who regards himself or herself as a defender, keyword again, the word defender, especially of individuals' rights. Whose rights? Whose individuals' rights? Those of that nation. Against presumed interference by the federal government. And this is exactly what is going on in America. And I'm not a political guy overall. And this is exactly what's going to happen here in Canada. And this is what's been happening in Canada, considering the interference of the federal government. Okay? Not a good thing. My next definition for this word patriot means it signifies a person who loves his or her country and is ready to boldly support and defend it, all right? So I wrote here, before we get into the main exhortation, I wrote here, the more I see and understand what has taken place over the last few years, as well as is taking place in the great continent of North America regarding politics and government, the more I'm realizing how much more of us, especially those who call themselves Christians, have taken or for granted our God-given freedoms, therefore have neglected our God-given duties, responsibilities at what? At protecting and defending our God-given freedoms. All of this, I believe, has been based upon a faulty understanding regarding God's sovereignty. All right? So let's move on here to the main exhortation. Going to change a little bit. We're going to change subjects here a little bit. We're going to get more into the Word of God now. So I wrote here, we must never lose sight regarding the kingdom of God and its God, also versus the kingdom or the kingdoms, plural, of this fallen world and its God found in Matthew 6:24 as one of many references. All right? I wrote here, most Christians, including church leaders, have no clue on how to operate in and out of the kingdom of God. One verse, one reference is Mark 4:11-13 concerning the parables of the sower sowing the word. Yet Jesus gave and left us all kinds of keys and examples and patterns, him being the pattern himself, for us to follow so that we could have the very same results as he did. Mark 4:26-32 is part of the parables of the sower also. I wrote here that Jesus Christ as the second Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, God's firstborn son from the dead. That's very important. I don't have time to get into that. Colossians 1:18, was born of the Spirit, Luke 1:35, according to his humanity, John 1:14. Not only to take our place at the cross as our substitute, 2 Corinthians 5:21, but also to begin a brand new race or a brand new creation or a brand new humanity so that he could multiply himself with God's image, Ephesians 2:10, as the first Adam was to multiply himself with God's image, yet he ended up multiplying himself with his own image, which was a corrupt, faulty image. Genesis 5:3, an image void of God's image is a corrupt image. So, just to change a little bit here, I wrote here, the Word of God talks much about false Christs. False Christs, false apostles, false prophets, as well as false brethren. Matthew 24:4-5, 2 Corinthians 11:13, and 2 Corinthians 11:26. Therefore, what makes us think that there are no such thing as what? As false Canadians, false Americans, including false politicians, false government leaders and officials in high places, right? So if we can have false leaders, if we can have false apostles, false Christ, false teachers in the church, what makes us think that we don't have false leaders in the world? The fallen world of the first Adam, in the politics, governments, which we do, in here in Canada, in America, and throughout the world, false leadership, false governments, false ideas, false mindsets, false policies, false laws. Yeah, destroying people's lives, especially those of those nations. All right, we're almost done here. On the subject of false, this word false, this is more for the video, for the YouTube video, for YouTube channel. There's some key Greek words for this English word false. I'm just going to name them here, and then we're almost wrapped up here. We got Strong's number 1228, 4811, and then we've got a huge group word from 5569 all the way to 5580. That's our big Greek or family words concerning this word false, all right? So the main word, the main Greek word for this word false is 5571. 5571. It's the word pseudo. It's the word pseudo. With the definition of lying, liar, false, deceitful, untrue, not true, erroneous, and wicked. Now, just in our English dictionaries, we got the word pseudo, which means not genuine, sham, bogus, phony, insincere, intentional deception, appears to be or behaves like one thing, but is something else. That's a hypocrite. Basically, it's a two-face, double standards. So my conclusion on all this is that I say all of this in context with light of and what is awaiting us all. Whether you're saved or not saved, doesn't matter. There's something that is awaiting us all, and that is what is found in Hebrews 9:27. And just as it is appointed for all men, anthropos, men and women and children, once to die only, and after that, the judgment. All right? Regarding the judgment seat of Christ, regarding those who are in union with the second Adam, and the great white throne judgment concerning those who are still in union with the first Adam in his fallen state. All right? So, as I always close up my videos, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for those who are following us and those who will be following us. We're going to be doing a whole lot more work, not only here in Oshawa, but throughout this great region of Durham, this province, this nation of Canada, and even throughout the world. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for those who like our posts, for those who like our videos. And as I finish all my videos, I just declare to you that you walk in the fullness of the grace of God. Amen and shalom.